From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Britain's prime minister says her country will never give in to terrorism. Speaking outside number 10 Downing Street following a deadly attack Wednesday near the Parliament building, Theresa May said the British people will never give in to terrorism and will carry on their lives as normal.
And we will all move forward together, never giving in to terror and never allowing the voices of hate and evil to drive us apart.
Four people, including the attacker and a police officer, died in the attack. The incident started when a man in an SUV overran pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge and then crashed into the fence near Parliament Wednesday. The man then got out of the vehicle and stabbed a policeman to death as he entered the Parliament grounds. Two other police officers shot the attacker to death. Two other people died as a result of their injuries. At least 20 others were injured, some suffering what doctors called catastrophic injuries. Police are treating the attack as an act of terrorism, but say so far they found evidence of only one attacker. At the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer said President Trump had spoken to British Prime Minister May and assured her of U.S. support.
We obviously condemn today's attack in Westminster, which the United Kingdom is treating as an act of terrorism. And we applaud the quick response that the British police and their first responders made to the situation. The victims in this are in our thoughts and our prayers.
Spicer said the City of London and the British government have the full support of the United States in responding to the attack and bringing those responsible to justice. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says that communications of Trump transition officials and possibly the president-elect were picked up in the incidental collection of U.S. monitoring in the months before Trump took office. Congressman Devin Nunes said the conversations were collected in the November to January period as Trump and his aides sought to fill key positions in the new administration. Nunes said he believed the intelligence collection was done legally with the monitored material then widely disseminated in intelligence reports.
I believe it was all done legally. I think it was all obtained legally. I think the question is was it masked? Why was it unmasked if it was unmasked? Because it appears like we have new information about additional unmaskings. And then who was on the dissemination list? And why was the dissemination list so far if it was such specific information about the Trump transition?
Nunes later briefed President Trump at the White House, and the president said he felt somewhat vindicated after talking to the congressman. But Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, said Nunes could have compromised an investigation into Russian interference in last year's election.
So I'm not sure what the point of this extraordinary process is. And I have to hope that this is not part of a broader campaign by the White House aimed to deflect from the director's testimony earlier this week.
Trump has claimed that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York skyscraper last year, but FBI Director James Comey and the head of the National Security Agency said this week in testimony there was no evidence to back Trump's assertions. President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that he believes all people are equal under the law. Gorsuch told the committee his beliefs in what's called originalism do not mean that he cannot rule on cases involving women, gays, lesbians, or others not covered by the text of the Constitution.
I think that guarantee, equal protection of the laws guarantee, the 14th Amendment, that it took a civil war for this country to win, is maybe the most radical guarantee in all of the Constitution and in maybe all of human history.
Gorsuch distanced himself from reports that President Trump and his staff told donors they would nominate a Supreme Court justice who is pro-corporate. The judge said that he alone speaks for himself and his views. For more on these stories, you can log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.